season's greetings, everyone. You are listening to WGXC 90.7, Acra, Hudson, Catskill, and this month's edition of The Score, where we feature film and television soundtracks and scores. I am Lisa Thomas.
And I am Margot Pelletier.
And we are your hosts. At the top of the show, you heard the theme song to the 1990s hit television series Northern Exposure, with music composed by David Schwartz. I would like to dedicate this show today to my father, Robert Elmer Thomas, who loved to discuss the episodes of Northern Exposure with me when the show was on the air in the 90s.
For those of you too young to remember the series Northern Exposure, it was set in the fictional town of Sicily, Alaska, and centered on the life of Joel Fleshman, played by Rob Morrow. He was a Jewish doctor sent from New York City under a contract because he had not paid back his student loans. So he had to go to Sicily, Alaska for 4 years, and this would in turn pay off his student loans.
And he always complained about being in Alaska, right, Margo?
Oh my God, he missed the city lights, he missed his bagels in the morning, but he eventually came to really love the place. His main love interest in the town was Maggie O'Connell, an Alaskan bush pilot played by Janine Turner, and this was really exciting to have a woman in that role. The show was rounded out with an amazing cast of characters from the small town. Chris Stevens was the town's philosophical disc jockey, and that was played by John Corbett.
Some of you may remember there was Maurice Minifield, who was a former astronaut, and he was a successful businessman, and he kind of also pretty much owned like everything in the town, so he was played by Barry Corbin. Then, of course, there was Ed Chigliak, who was a budding Native American filmmaker, played by Darren E. Burroughs. And who could forget Ruth Ann Miller, who was the level-headed owner of the general store, played by Peg Phillips. And that's just a few of the actors and cast that was in the show.
Well, in many ways, the characters of the town of Northern Exposure remind us of the type of colorful diversity we have right here in our own communities in Greene and Columbia County. So perhaps that's what draws and keeps many of us here in our own little diamond in the rough. We're now going to play a track from the series performed by the incomparable Etta James.
In heaven.
was At Last, performed by Etta James, from the soundtrack to Northern Exposure. At Last was featured on the last episode of the second season. For those of you who watched the series, this was the episode where we learn about Maggie's curse. Now, I'm not sure if everybody remembers what Maggie's curse was, but it was basically that all her boyfriends would always die on her. And so in this particular episode, the curse strikes again, and Rick, Maggie's latest boyfriend, suffers a bizarre death when he is hit by a fallen satellite. The townsfolk respond to treating Maggie like a leper, and Joel must come to her rescue.
Meanwhile, Maurice considers canceling a lucrative real estate deal because he disapproves of the lifestyle of the couple who want to make the purchase. They are a gay couple named Ron and Eric who turn out, ironically, to have much more in common with the macho Maurice than he's willing to acknowledge. You get the idea?
We have prepared some holiday-inspired sound bites for you today from the series, and so we're going to put on one now, so enjoy.
Hey, Ed. Dave.
Hi.
Hello, Dr. Fleischer.
Christmas tree, huh?
Uh-huh.
Good choice. Full base, tapering off nicely at the top.
A lot of people go for the Douglas fir, but I'm a spruce man, too.
Watch your end, Dave.
What a smell. You know, a Christmas tree is wonderful in and of itself, but it evokes so much. It's images of snowmen, sleigh rides.
You want us to cut you one?
Me?
Uh-huh.
Guys, I'm Jewish.
So?
Well, I mean, Christmas tree is a major Christian symbol. Next to the cross itself, you can't get anything that's more Christian than that. You know what I mean? Traditionally, Jews try to avoid Christian symbols.
Oh, well, you know, Dave's an animist, and he has a Christmas tree. Right, Dave?
Right. Ah, yes.
But Dave wasn't raised by Herb and Nadine Fleischman. Herb and Nadine Fleischman, who would rather be flayed alive than allow so much as a candy cane, let alone a full-blown Christmas tree, into their home.
Coming through.
Not that I haven't fantasized about having a tree.
Watch it here.
Hold on, hold on.
Grab the table.
Hey, Lou, you still owe me.
You know, as a kid, our kitchen window faced the living room of this Irish family, the McGoverns. I used to watch them decorate their tree. Mm. They strip popcorn, drape tinsel, like a Hallmark card. And this lovely tableau.
You love
Christmas music on the radio. So warm. So inviting.
Watch it.
Actually, you know, I've always liked Christmas. It's a great holiday for a Jewish kid.
You're 2 weeks off from school and nothing expected of you.
Right here, Rick.
It's true that I've enjoyed, I mean, even embraced other trappings of the holiday season. The music, the gift giving. You don't have to be Republican to celebrate Lincoln's birthday, so when you think about it, I'm probably splitting hairs and denying myself a tree, right?
Right.
So, you want one?
Huh. Let me think about it.
People look at holidays materialistic. I always thought the Hanukkah was a better deal.
I mean, you get 8 presents, right? They're staggered over a week, so you're forced to savor each one. Careful, Bong. And with Christmas, you get everything all at once. It's easy to overlook.
Whoa, whoa, whoa!
We got it.
It's only 1 year I envied my neighbor, Tom McGovern. Got this autographed Bobby Mercer baseball glove. God, I love that glove.
Whoa, whoa, all right.
Oh.
Okay, go ahead.
What is shedding all over the place?
Yeah, trees will do that. You might put a sheet under it. Where would you like this, Dr. Fleischer?
Well, over by the fireplace. That's an appropriate place, right?
Yeah, not too close, though.
Okay, all righty.
One, two, three.
All right. Oh, wow, it's big.
Yeah.
It's immense.
Looks good. See you later, Dr. Fleischman.
Wait, where are you going?
Oh, Bong wants to check out the new Cinco over by the Knick Fall.
Yeah. Hey, it's not going anywhere for a few millennia. Stick around. I got sodas and crackers and ice cream and...
No thanks, Dr. Fleischman.
Wait a sec. What about the tree? I mean, what do I do?
Oh, decorate it. Bye.
Zombie, Zango, Puma, Guka, Lins, Yes, 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 emabhaceni kangiqomi kwaZulu ngoba ngiqomi emabhaceni kangiqomi kwaZulu ngoba ngiqomi emabhaceni ngiqomi 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 kwaZulu Baba ngiqome emabhaceni ngiqome kwaZulu yelela ngiqome emabhaceni ngiqome kwaZulu Baba ngiqome emabhaceni kweke ngiye kwaZulu kwafelu kweke ngiye kwaZulu kwafelu bathi kweke ngiye kwaZulu kwafelu kweke ngiye kwaZulu kwafelu Gukalintombigeza ngovuma gukalintombigeza ngovuma gukalintsizwaye
You just heard a soundbite from Northern Exposure followed by the song Emma Bassani performed by Miriam Makeba. One of the groundbreaking things about the series Northern Exposure was that the show portrayed Native Americans in a three-dimensional way. This wasn't Tonto going to get the horses. The Native American character that first comes to mind is Marilyn, played by Elaine Miles, who was the receptionist for Dr. Joel Fleischman. Marilyn would get to say things like, "The richest man is the guy who has nothing." And though her character was often quiet, when she did speak, she often had these little bits of wisdom to share.
The soundtrack for Northern Exposure is as diverse as the cast of characters depicted within the show. David Swartz was the composer for the series, and he created the theme song and scored every episode for all seven seasons. David is a graduate of the School of Visual Arts in New York, and a graduate of Berklee College of Music in Boston. We're now going to play Alaskan Nights, which David composed for the episode entitled Our Tribe from the third season, followed by another soundbite where Joel continues to stress over and figure out how to deal with having a Christmas tree.
Okay, let me get something straight. The fact that I have you in my living room is meaningless. I'm not betraying anything. You're a tree. Flora, a plant, the non-sentient being, that's all. I know, there are people who like to endow you with religious significance, but even at that, you're really more of a cultural symbol, like Easter Bunny, Uncle Sam, Tony the Tiger. You're something fun, something for everybody to enjoy. Buddhists, Muslims, Rastafarians.
Wiseman?
What? It's open.
I think I hurt my ankle.
What happened?
Oh, I slipped and fell off the porch.
Oh.
Could you take a look at it?
Yeah, sure.
Good.
Oh, watch it, O'Connell. You're going to wreck the furniture.
Sorry.
Not just a menace to yourself. You're a menace to others as well.
Sorry.
All righty, which one?
This left one here.
Okay, easy, easy.
Nice tree.
What's that supposed to mean?
Just that, nice tree.
Don't be coy with me, O'Connell. Go ahead, say it.
What?
I'm Jewish. What am I doing with a Christmas tree? It's inappropriate, right? I should have a mezuzah or menorah, both of which, by the way, I do have, and I display proudly for all the goyim to see. But God forbid a Christmas tree.
Flashman, what is your problem?
I'm not the one with the problem. I'm not the one who every Christmas indulges in an orgy of self-destruction.
Well, if you had to face what I face, you wouldn't want to go home either.
All right, I can take an x-ray, but I'm pretty sure this is just a sprain. Now tell me what could be so terrible.
My mother, for starters. I mean, from the minute I walk in the door, it's, when are you going to get married? When am I going to have grandchildren? And my father, who, of course, agrees with her, tells her to be quiet, and they just start fighting. And my brother, the iceberg, who thinks any display of emotion is in poor taste, he just retreats to his room and fondles his old swim team trophies.
Well, there has to be something nice about going home. I mean, sitting around a tree, opening presents.
Oh, the presents. The presents are the worst part. I get all these frou-frou outfits that I wouldn't wear in a million years.
Come on, O'Connell. These are your parents. They raised you. They love you. They're doing the best they can do.
I know that. I mean, of course I know that. Don't you think I know that? That's what makes it so awful. I'm a horrible, ungrateful child for even having such thoughts. It's hopeless. Tomorrow it'll be waiting at Ruth Ann's. A letter from my parents with a round-trip ticket. I can't begin to describe to you. This is a dread I feel at the thought of opening that envelope. There's no escape. Oh.
Stay off the ankle.
Good night, Fleshman. Thanks for nothing.
You just heard Alaskan Nights, music composed by David Schwartz, followed by a soundbite from the episode Soulmates from the third season of the 1990s hit television series Northern Exposure. We would be remiss if we didn't mention the show's creators and writers today, Joshua Brand and John Falsey. Before working together on Northern Exposure, Joshua and John worked as a writer-creator team on the television series St. Elsewhere.
The story goes that Falsey and Brand met on an airplane. Now, this is not the first time that we've reported that a dynamic, collaborative team who went on to make work together, met on an airplane. If anyone out there listening remembers who the other dynamic duo was that we spoke about here on The Score earlier this year, who also met seated next to each other on an airplane, give us a call during our show today at 518-828-0290, and we will give you one of the soundtracks to Northern Exposure. We have another track to play for you now, so enjoy.
When I grow too old to dream, I'll have you to remember. When I grow too old to dream, your love will live in my heart. So kiss me, my sweet, and so let us part. And when I grow too old to dream your love will live in my heart.
When I Grow Too Old to Dream by Nat King Cole and his trio, which played as the song of the end of episode 202 in the second season of Northern Exposure. Lisa and I had the privilege a few years back to travel to the town of Roslyn, Washington, which in the series was the town depicted as Sicily, Alaska. And it may be interesting for some of you to know that many of the sets are still intact in the town. Let's see, there was Joel Fleshman's office, Ruth Ann's general store still there, and the Brick. And of course, my favorite set was a radio station where Chris, the local radio personality philosopher, was filmed.
It must have been quite an ordeal for the small coal mining town of Roslyn, Washington, to become the center stage of the top 10 television series like Northern Exposure. Now, how does something like that happen, you might ask? It was a mixture of a historical presence, the right climate and geography that made it a perfect fit for the show's producers. Roslyn's weather-worn architecture from the early 1900s and heavy snowfalls looked the part of a remote Alaskan village.
Many of the extras within the series were actually town locals, and that gave the show a very authentic look. Having a Hollywood film crew take over Roslyn for the better part of 7 years must have been no small deal. Even though the show's been off air for over 15 years, there are still many signs left behind from this quirky television series. If you ever find yourselves in the Seattle area, Roslyn is easily accessible. It's just 90 minutes by car from the Emerald City. The snowy, sleepy town makes a nice contrast to the slick shops and cement sidewalks. The 1,000 or so residents who inhabit the town love to talk about Northern Exposure and how it changed their lives. Hey, maybe we'll even go back there someday.
Hey, maybe this year, because we're going to Seattle, Margo.
That'd be so cool.
All right, we have another track for you, so enjoy.
Thank you. smell so good, Ruth Ann.
Raven bread. I make it every Christmas. Try some.
Okay. Pumpernickel. I'll take a loaf. Listen, I need some of these Christmas tree decorations, ornaments, tinsel, the usual.
Well, we have some raven lights and raven ornaments.
Do you have anything else, you know, besides Heckle and Jekyll? I mean, what do you put on your tree?
I don't have a tree, Joel.
No?
It pains me. The very thought of chopping down a healthy living thing and displaying it in my living room until there's nothing left except a brittle, withered shell of its former self.
Interesting, Ruth Ann.
Okay, Ruth Ann, let's get it over with.
Here's your letter, dear. That's $11.95, Joel.
They're going to St. Thomas.
Let me take a look at that, O'Connell. We hope you forgive us, but the Morrisons offered us their timeshare, and Daddy really needs a vacation. Maybe we'll get together at Easter.
Congratulations. You don't have to go home now.
Yeah, O'Connell, you can stop abusing yourself. Hmm. What's the matter?
Oh, nothing. I'm just,
What?
I don't know. I'm just...
Surprised?
Yes. Well, no. I'm just so...
Relieved?
Yes, relieved. Relieved and...
Happy?
Right. I'm relieved and happy and surprised. I mean, what a fantastic relief. What a happy surprise. I'm just so.
You just heard Medley, A Funeral in My Brain, music composed by David Schwartz, followed by a sound clip from the series Northern Exposure. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to WGXC 90.7 and this month's edition of The Score, where today we are featuring music and sound bites from the 1990s hit television series Northern Exposure. The show won the Golden Globe Award for Best Television Drama in 1991 and in 1992. In my opinion, it is a bit of a crime that actors Rob Morrow and Janine Turner, who played Joel Fleshman and Maggie O'Connell respectively, never took home a Golden Globe or an Emmy for the work they did on the series, even though they were nominated many times. So Rob and Janine, if you're out there listening, we are sending you some holiday love today from here in Hudson, New York. We're going to play a short history introduction into the Ojibwe square dance, followed by the song of the same name. So, enjoy.
The early days of reservation living, a new type of song evolved amongst the Ojibwes of northern Minnesota, namely Indian square dance songs. The Ojibwes would take some of the non-Indian square dance songs, such as Turkey in the Straw, for example, replace the English with that of Ojibwe lyrics. This is an Ojibwe love song in the form of a non-Indian square dance.
That was the Ojibwe square dance song, and I really do love that song. With the holidays fast approaching, one thing that you'd said to me, Margot, earlier in the week when we were gearing up to do this show today was how strange it was that we didn't have a holiday tune scheduled to play on our program. So with that in mind, I went about researching what holiday music actually made it into the show Northern Exposure and tracked down this next song by Booker T and the MGs, which aired on a holiday episode in season 3 of the show. So enjoy.
In an article entitled Humor and the Moral Issues in Northern Exposure from Meta Spencer's book, Two Aspirins and a Comedy, the article had this to say about the show. Throughout most of its run, Northern Exposure was a comedy. Nevertheless, it constituted a genre of its own, for no other shows of its period combined humor, as it did, with tenderness, intellectual reflection, and spirituality. It went on to say, unlike Seinfeld, for example, it was not ironical. The characters of Sicily did not trivialize experience, but revealed their souls and their admirable values. They cared about each other and took serious matters seriously. Unlike Twin Peaks, which also had surrealistic and bizarre plots, Northern Exposure was joyous and funny, and its characters were normal and realistic, the kind of people with whom you and I would gladly keep company. There were no evil people in Sicily, and no one seemed to be carrying the burden of guilt. So in that spirit, we're going to play another track for you.
Ma jolie, how do you do? Mon nom est Jean-Guy Thibault-Ledoux. I come from east of Gatineau. My name is Jean-Guy, ma jolie. J'ai une maison à La Fontaine, where we can live if you marry me. Une belle maison à La Fontaine, where we will live, you and me. Oh, Louise, oh, ma jolie Louise. Tous les matins au soleil, I will work till work is done. Tous les matins au soleil, I did work till work is done. And one day the foreman said, Jean-Guy, we must let you go. Et puis mon nom est pas bon at the mill anymore. Oh Louise, I'm losing my head. My kids are small, 4 and 3. Et la bouteille, she's mon ami. I drink the rum till I can't see. It hides the shame Louise does not see. The carousel turns in my head, and I can't hide. Oh no, 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 no. And the rage turned in my head, and Louise, I struck her down, down on the ground. I'm losing my mind. En septembre 63, kids are gone and so is Louise. On patio they did go near la ville de Toronto. Now my tears they roll down tous les jours. Uh-huh. And I remember the day and the promises that we made. Oh, Louise, ma jolie Louise, ma jolie Louise. Oh, 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 oh.
That was Jolie Louise by Daniel Lanois from the Northern Exposure soundtrack. If you have an idea for us here at The Score about a show you would like us to do, we are all ears and we would love to hear from you. Send your suggestions to either Margot or Lisa at thescore44@yahoo.com.
In Stephen Fried's article, Moose Music, Northern Exposure features the weirdest and the best music on primetime, that he wrote for GQ magazine, Fried writes, the show shies away from tunes that are too popular in their own right, because they're often too expensive to license, and they arrive with a lot of other associative baggage. Joshua Brand, the show's creator, says, we want the music, like the rest of the show, to be much more of a delightful surprise. We think of this show as a souffle. it can easily collapse. We're looking for songs that, without knowing them, you know are great. It's not like olives or beer, where you have to develop a taste for it. Songs you can absorb into your music lexicon without listening to them over and over. I think many of us can appreciate that. So let's hear another track, Lisa.
Do this right. Is this great? I got some chestnuts. I can put them in the oven. What?
Well, where are the lights?
Right here.
Fleshman, you gotta put the lights on before the ornaments.
Aha, see? That's why I brought you here. I needed an expert.
Well, you're gonna have to take all the ornaments off.
Okay, no problem. We can do that.
See, what'd you do? You string the lights, test them first to see if they work. Then you put the little ornaments at the top, and you work your way down, and you put the heavier, bigger ornaments in the lower branches.
See? I'm enjoying this already.
And then people put tinsel, but I usually don't.
Yeah, me neither. It's
tacky.
My sentiments, exactly.
Okay, well, look, Fleshman, you know, it's really easy decorating a Christmas tree. You know, it's common sense. You don't need me. So, I'll see you later.
Wait a minute, where are you going?
Well, I have to get things organized.
Things? What things?
Well, my taxes, for one.
Your taxes, O'Connell? It's Christmas Eve. They're not due till April. Come on. I'm gonna string some popcorn. Mull some wine.
I'm really not in the mood.
Hey, O'Connell.
Hey, Fleshman.
What? You're not going to the Raven pageant? You know, I tried. I really did. I gave it my best shot. It just didn't work. Scratch the plum pudding, there's a matzo ball underneath. I'm a Jew. That's all there is to it.
What are you talking about?
I have something that I think belongs to you. Close your eyes. Come on, just close them.
Step out here. Oh, come on. Come on. Just close your eyes. One sec. One sec, that's all. Hold on. Hold on. Alrighty. One sec. Keep them closed. Open.
Wow.
Merry Christmas, O'Connell.
Thanks, Fleischman.
Yeah. Belongs here.
If that wasn't totally clear to you what was happening in that soundbite is, after Joel went through this entire, turning himself inside out so that he could have a Christmas tree, decorated it and all that, he actually ended up bringing it to Maggie, who was supposed to go home for the holidays to visit her parents, which she was terribly regretting, but found out once they turned her down how much she missed that activity. So he brings her the Christmas tree. Before that clip, we played the song If You Take Me Back by Big Joe and his Washboard Band. For those of you who are having difficulties dealing with the holidays, I know they can bring up a lot of emotions. We want to dedicate this next song to you.
When skies are cloudy and gray, they're only gray for a day. So wrap your troubles and dream your troubles away till the sunshine peeps through. There's only one thing to do. Just wrap your troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away. Castles may tumble, that's fate. After all, life's really funny that way. No need to grumble, smile as they fall. Weren't you king for a day? Say, just remember the sunshine. Oh, follows a rain. So wrap your troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away.
Song coming up for you that we will end our holiday show with today here at The Score. But first, we want to bring you one last very inspiring soundbite from the character Chris Stevens, who was the radio host on K-Bear in the morning from the television series Northern Exposure. And by the way, that last song was Wrap Your Troubles in Dreams by Les Paul and Mary Ford from the fifth season of Northern Exposure.
I said the cow, all white and red. I gave him my manger for his bed. I gave him my hay to pillow his head. I, said the cow, all white and red. So every beast by some good spell in the stable dark was glad to tell of the gift he gave Emmanuel. The gift he gave Emmanuel. It's an old legend that on Christmas Eve at midnight, all the animals fall to their knees and speak, praising the newborn Jesus. Back in the winter of 69, my dad was serving a short time for a DUI, and I don't know where my mom was. Anyway, I was home alone Christmas Eve, and I stayed up extra kind of late to see if my dog Buddy would talk, and he did. I don't remember his exact words, but that's not important. What matters is that a 7-year-old boy experienced his own personal epiphany. What's my point? Well, whatever Christmas is, and it's many things to many people, we all own a piece of it. It's like, well, it's kind of like Santa's bag. Inside there's a gift for everybody. My Christmas wish for you tonight, may your dog talk. Good night, Cicely. Merry Christmas.
The holidays always seem to merge magic with reality. Maybe it's the colored lights making the streets and houses we have known look new and otherworldly. Maybe it's the good cheer and wider smiles people develop that turn dull days nostalgic and dear. Or maybe it's true that something was born in this sacred season, something that the heart knows as its own child, wide-eyed and fervent. Until next month, be good to yourselves, be better to your neighbors, and before you do anything, make sure you know the score.
In the Iroquois way, a woman's shuffle dance. Late evening, a song from a woman to a man.
Yo-ho, hey, in it tonight, kawe garundo, ho we ya yo we ga na we ya he ya. Yo-ho, hey, in it tonight, kawe garundo, ho we ya yo we ga na we ya he ya. Yo. Kawe garundu, hoe ya yo we ga na we ya he ya. Yo ho hegi net nai. Kawe garundu, hoe ya yo we ga na we ya he ya. Yo we ga na we ya he ya. I may come to you, I may. To go home with me tonight, God, now we are here. I may come to you, I may want a man to go home with me tonight, God, now we are here.
To go home with me tonight.
We got now we are here.